producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. I had to do that from memory because I've lost my cheat sheet. I don't know what I've done with it. It's somewhere around here. Before we move to my guest, I have a direct communique from Ed Peruta. If any of you saw that, and apparently it happened at around midnight, but yesterday the Ninth Circuit Court struck down the good cause provision permanently. They told the Brady campaign they didn't have standing. They told the Attorney General Kamala Harris that she didn't have standing because they got involved in it too late. The San Diego sheriff that this was initially aimed at did not appeal this. There's nobody else left to appeal. And Ed Peruta wants the people of San Diego County, California, to know that he's going to be loading up next week and coming to San Diego to get his permit. So he wants everybody there to go line up and start getting their permits now. But when he gets there, he wants to go to the head of the line. We'll have him on the show Monday, and we'll talk about all of this stuff that's happening that is it's changed the course of things in California. There, here comes 2 million more concealed carry permit holders. Hey, and that's good news for my guests because they need to get into California. But first, they need to get into South Carolina. Joining me again from Texas Law Shield U.S. Law Shield is, I know that I've got Michelle Byington. Is Edwin Walker there as well?
Yes, I am, Bill.
Okay. So, will you guys be looking to get into California now? Did you catch that little blip that happened with Peruta?
Oh, yeah. I saw the news yesterday along with everybody else, and it definitely puts California a little quicker on the list, but not before South Carolina.
That's good to know. That's really good to know. That's really going to be good to know.
Bill, just to remind you, U.S. Law Shield is now officially open in Georgia. So
really?
So you may want to get those plans to reestablish your residency.
My goodness. Well, you know, I've often thought longingly of just moving across the border. I can't go too deep into Georgia because I got grandbabies here, but I have thought about doing that. But so now it's Pennsylvania, Colorado, Florida, Missouri, Georgia, Texas, and what am I missing?
Oklahoma.
Yep. Oklahoma. You guys are accelerating. Please continue. If you didn't just hear that, if you're in Missouri or Georgia, and you've been listening to this all this time wishing they were in Missouri or Georgia, they are in Georgia now. They're in Georgia now. A lot of people have been wanting you to be in Georgia. So we'll have to keep saying that over and over again as we go along. Any new, besides getting into a new state, anything coming up that you guys are going to have to actually do the deed for?
Oh, yeah. We are set for trial right at the first of the year. We have a member who was basically charged by an individual in a parking lot, in an academy specifically, and he pulled his gun to try to deter an attack and ended up being charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, taken to jail, spent the night in jail, and we are set for trial right at the first of the year, so we are preparing like crazy people for that case.
Well, what was the, somebody was charging him like they were going to tackle him or something, and he pulled his gun on them, and that was aggravated assault?
That is correct. So, long story short, he has a grandchild who was misbehaving in the store, disciplined him in the store by just putting his hand on his back and leading him away from where the child wanted to go. And some busybody woman got in his business and started yelling at him. And so they left the store. The woman continuously, yapping at him, follows them out of the store, and our member turns around and says, "Look, lady, mind your own business." And this is when the husband sees him snap at her, and the husband comes running out of the store yelling at our member and doesn't stop. And our member, being a 65-year-old man, pulled his gun and said, "Stop right there." Which he did, deterred the attack, and reholstered his weapon immediately, and was ended up charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. But our member was in reasonable fear that this man was about to tackle him, and we are going to trial on that, and a jury will decide.
Well, how old was the charging individual?
About half his age. Half of the member's age.
So isn't that physical disparity right there?
Well, you would think. The trouble is, and this points out something that we have to illustrate over and over and over again to people. A lot of people don't believe it, but, pardon me, because most people say, look, if I pull my gun and it ends the situation, that's specifically what it's designed to do. Nobody got hurt. Nobody was injured. But unfortunately, that's not the law in Texas, and it's not the law in most states, is that anytime there's a weapon that's used or exhibited, Just the exhibition of the weapon is enough to get a felony charge against somebody. And a lot of people don't understand that. And I think one of the reasons they don't understand it is because there is no physical harm. There's no physical evidence. And in fact, it's something that very, very easily can be fabricated. I mean, devolve down into a he said, she said situation where one person says, oh, he pulled a gun, and the other person says, no, I didn't. And now, that's not just, that's got a felony charge riding on it. And there is a bit of a disparity. For example, here in Texas, to verbally threaten somebody is a Class C assault. That's the lowest type of assault, punishable by a fine only, and it's heard in either a municipal court or a justice court. It is the legal equivalent of a traffic ticket. However, if you threaten somebody and you display a deadly weapon, not even threaten them with it, not even like poke it at them or point it at them or anything like that, but just the fact that you showed it, and it may be in a holster, in a waistband, anything like that, that elevates that crime all the way from a traffic ticket to a felony where you could potentially spend 20 years in prison for.
Well, we're coming up on it.
And that's just a disparity that people can't wrap their minds around. And I'm afraid that we may actually see an escalation in these types of situations once Texas does pass open carry. Because now how easy is it going to be for somebody to set for a mere argument over a parking space or a gas pump, for somebody to say, yeah, he said he's gonna kick my ass. Oh, and by the way, he's carrying a pistol and he put his hand on it whenever he said that. And I'm afraid police and prosecutors are gonna take those charges as felony charges. So it's going to, it's gonna open up a brand new avenue for people to falsely accuse one another, or a brand new avenue for people to engage in otherwise benign conduct that the state is now going to attempt to criminalize.
Well, we're coming up on the first break. I want to talk to you about this disparity of force thing, because I saw some stuff over yesterday And, you know, this is actually reality. But in any event, we'll be right back. My guest this hour from Texas / U.S. Law Shield, Michelle Byington, Edwin Walker, on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is October 29th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,223.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,268.34, $634.17 for a half ounce, or $317.09 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,268.34, $634.17, and $317.09.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back. coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This hour brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries. Lionheart Industries, where they're going to be selling guns at up to 41% off on their four-day Black Friday sale. Check them out at lionheartindustries.com. My guests this hour from Texas / U.S. Law Shield are Michelle Byington and Edwin Walker. And apparently, was this in Texas that this happened with the elderly man?
Oh, yeah. I was here in Houston.
Okay. So let me ask you a question. Now, there's been numerous studies done when it comes to self-defense instructors and all these other guys. Somebody that has that disparity of force, whether it's size or age or a knife or whatever, can close distance and get up on somebody and kill them in about 2 seconds. So how is a concealed carrier, if he's just pulling the weapon to defuse the situation or if he pulls it, he should be ready to use it. But if he pulls it and the situation defuses, why is that a felony?
I don't know that answer. I can't legislate for that one. Because there's just no practical application here. It's like the lawmakers did not take into account defusing a situation by the mere display of a handgun. It's like it never crossed their mind in lots of cases. Now, there is a statute out there that says that you may display your handgun, and it's considered to be force, not deadly force, to create apprehension in another person. However, the appellate courts here in Texas have basically kicked the guts out of that and basically look at the statute but then decide cases on what they think the law should be as opposed to what the law really is.
Yeah, the predominant belief among prosecutors and police around here are that anytime you pull a gun, it can only be pulled in a deadly force situation. So you already have to be in a deadly force circumstance in order to justify pulling the gun, which means that unless somebody can articulate that they had a reasonable belief that they were going to be murdered or raped or robbed, then they're not, the police and the prosecutors don't believe you have a right to pull a gun. In fact, I had a prosecutor tell me just the other day in a separate case, and this is a chief, okay? She's been a prosecutor for a long time. She's the chief in a felony court. There's a gentleman charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon because he had a gun on his own property, and he was investigating as to whether or not people who were snooping around his neighbor's property were in fact there to burglarize the place. And he went and yelled at him, you know, who are you? You better get lost. And he had a gun with him, because he is a very elderly man. He's even older than the person we were talking about currently. And the people called the police and said that they pointed the gun at him. And I had a seasoned prosecutor tell me, you're not allowed to have a gun just to confront a trespasser. And that is not what the law says, but she firmly believes in her heart of hearts that that's what the law is.
So what ends up happening here is, Mike, would you agree with me that elderly gentleman pulling his weapon on the half his age guy charging at him was probably justified?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what we're going to argue, and the thing is that in self defense cases, 90% of self defense cases, the impetus of the trial is going to be what was in the mind of the defendant, and so that of course requires the defendant to testify. So really, it's kind of, he'll have his opportunity on the stand to convince the jury that what he did was reasonable. And that's what he has to, they're either going to find, if he convinces 12 of them he was reasonable, he will get acquitted. If he only convinces one or two of them that he's reasonable and they have the intestinal fortitude to stand their ground, then he will be he'll get a hung jury.
Now, should Should the certain, you know, police officers are trained that at 21 feet and in, from 21 feet out and towards them, that is a very dangerous place to let somebody who might be trying to hurt them get within that boundary. Should that be applied? I mean, I think it should be applied. If somebody's inside of 21 feet, if they've got a knife in their hand, they can be on you as your gun is coming up and out of the holster. If they tell you, okay, go, they can be on top of you before your gun is all the way out of the holster. And for most people that don't know left-right movement or how to fall back and shoot at the same time, that can be quite bad for them. I watched a video today of seven cops surrounding one guy with a knife, and he killed one of them and stabbed five of them before they could shoot him. So, I mean, should that criteria, I mean, is that in law to where people can say, well, you know, the police say that if they're inside 21 feet, they can be dangerous, and if they start charging that I've got to do something about that?
Well, it's not in law, but it'll definitely be part of our cross-examination of the police officer about, you know, how if he heard a man yell at him, if he was investigating a situation or having... if he was talking with a person and a third person he heard yell and saw running at him, at what point would the officer himself have pulled his own gun? Because nobody in society pulls their gun on people more often than police officers do. But yet police believe that they live under a double standard. They're allowed to pull their guns on people, whereas other people are not.
Well, I mean, and they're also allowed to carry in the open, and along with everything they carry in the open, they have an array of non-lethal tools they can bring to bear if they want to, where this guy's only got a gun. So, I mean...
Correct, because it would have been illegal for him to carry a nightstick.
It would have been illegal for him to carry a nightstick.
Yes.
What about a stun gun?
No, those are legal in Texas. There's no regulation regarding a stun gun in Texas.
And then I guess if somebody really wants to be prepared and put on their Batman utility belt, all they got to do right now is figure out how to conceal all that.
Well, yes, but it is kind of, I mean, you think about it, you're like, look, you know, is it legal to carry weapons less lethal than a firearm? And it's kind of mixed. Cannot carry a club, you cannot carry a knife, or an illegal knife, you can't carry a knife with a blade of more than 5.5 inches. You could carry chemical spray as long as, here in Texas, as long as it is a chemical spray, a small device of chemical spray commercially available for self-defense purposes, which has never been defined by a court, and you are allowed to carry a taser. However, I do not.
There it is. There's the break. We'll continue this because I've got another question coming up about Texas. They've got a new sheriff in town. My guest this hour from Texas Law Shield, Michelle and Edwin, on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Coming to you on Black Friday, a sale that only happens once a year. It's time to purchase your own combat-proven 9mm from LionheartIndustries.com. Lionheart pistols have been backing men and women of the military for over 20 years. Support a company that shares our values. Time is now to get your very own Lionheart pistol. Go to LionheartIndustries.com for special pricing. That's LionheartIndustries.com and tell them Bill sent you. LionheartIndustries.com, tough as nails.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com or call 855-321-HEALTH.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
At you from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. I'm so happy that I have memorized that finally. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries. You can save up to 41% off on the 28th of November through the 1st of December on their fine lineup of firearms. I mean, you're talking regularly $675. You can buy it for $399. I've got a whole list breakdown, of it on the website. Go check it out. Go check them out. Talking to Michelle Byington and Edwin Walker from Texas/U.S. Law Shield. Guys, you've got Greg Abbott now. He's going to be your new gov. And somebody just threw it out there. One of the legislators has thrown it out there to go with, put out there for open carry, which everybody's going to be happy with. There's been a lot of protests and everything about open carry and everything else. But at the same time, and I don't know if you guys have seen this, since they were nominally successful after they poured, what, $12 million into the campaign for I-594. Now they're busting in from Washington and Oregon, outside people trying to get a petition together to where you guys have universal background checks. Have you guys seen that?
No, but that I can say with a fair degree of certainty that will not happen.
Well, they're complaining about it because apparently in Nevada and in Texas they're getting sort of a hostile reception, which is fine with me. But supposedly the Moms Demand Action intend to come in and agitate some stuff up in Texas where they're saying, well, that would be allowable if they have universal background checks, as if they're going to dictate to the people of Texas what they can and can't have.
Yeah, I don't think that'll work. But keep in mind, they only have 5 months to agitate, and so yeah, they've got there's a very short window for any type of agitation with regard to Texas legislation. However, the people of Washington State clearly were hoodwinked, and I've been reading some stuff online where once people have actually sat down and read the bill and seeing what kind of traps lay in store for them if they even, you know, loan a weapon to a friend or something very benign, that there may be some backlash about it, perhaps even litigation, because it really that's the thing about it is that it comes from a ridiculous proposition, because it's already the law here in Texas. It is already the law to sell a gun, to sell, transfer, loan, give anything to somebody a gun that you know is going to commit a crime with it. And it is a crime for a felon to possess a firearm. And so if you know your friend is a felon and you loan them your firearm, then you have committed a crime. That's already the law. It's been the law forever.
Well, I mean, and this is essentially, although they went a little stronger with their language in I-594, but it's essentially what happened in Colorado. And that got three senators fired. Good. And I think the Republicans now have control of the Senate, and Hickenlooper somehow or other beat Bob Beaupres in that. But in Washington State is not that liberal. There's a lot of gun owners there. And I'm just wondering what kind of bubble you live in to where you don't notice that it's already been tried somewhere and it's not doing anything. I mean,
well, that's why they had to put it on the ballot. Now every legislator in Washington that's scared of it can stand away from it and say, look, it was on the ballot. The people of Washington decided this, not me.
Yeah,
so they
but
do have that insulation.
Well, the other thing is that I think that do you think there could have possibly been any confusion because the competing measure was called I-591, and you know, could there have been some confusion? I-594, I-95. I never get them right. Which one did I think I liked? Oh yeah, I-594. That's the one. Pro gun. That's me. Thanks. I voted.
Yep. Oh, there absolutely was the possibility of confusion. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But one of the more interesting things that I saw on the news recently, and it goes back to your initial, what the first thing you brought up today about the California May issue standard being overturned by the Ninth Circuit,
right?
Is these May issue states, they really, really have to go. It's just too much discretion with regard to a constitutional right that is in the hands of a very, very small group of people. They have to go. I'm very disappointed the Supreme Court did not take up the New Jersey case, the challenge there may issue. And I think one thing that really illustrates that is, have you seen the report or the little news segment out of the D.C. Fox channel?
With Emily Miller?
Yes.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, boy, she's
yes, I have.
Really, she's very feisty and really cute, too. and I mean, the way she just...
I know her, if you'd like to meet her.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
The way that she stood there on the news and said, look, it's my Second Amendment right, and I fully intend to see this through, you know, the entire way and get my license. And just the guy, the hilarious guy at the Washington, D.C. police station. No, it's the police, and it always... We've always said that don't ever go to a policeman to find out what the law is. Whenever she brought up the Second Amendment, he says, well, I think that was important for when the British were coming.
He said it was written because the British were coming.
It was written because the British were coming. I guess nobody bothered to tell him that it was actually written 10 years after the British had already been defeated and kicked out.
Yeah, about that long.
So I found that part very humorous. But even what, you know, if you dig deeper and forego the humor aspect of it, it is very disturbing that so many people that have control of our lives are really so ignorant about what the law is, about what history is, and the way policy should be written.
Now, if anybody would qualify in D.C., it would be Emily Miller. She has had death threats. She has walked in on home invaders. She had such a hard time getting a gun, just being able to buy a gun in D.C., she wrote a book about it. And, you know, she is sort of a little feisty hammer when it comes to hammering on these guys. And do you think that with this Peruta case, given that, given what happened with the other circuit in New Jersey and with some of these other cases in Connecticut and in New York and some of this other stuff, that it is going to end up in the Supreme Court now that this Peruta case has been finalized and now we have competing rulings throughout the country?
Yes, it has to. That is one of the ways that you can absolutely assure that your case will get to the Supreme Court, is the Supreme Court absolutely has an obligation to decide a case where there are competing circuits.
I'm so happy that you guys are in Georgia. I know that you know how often I was asked when you were getting in Georgia. I'm going to have to put something up on everything I've got just to make that one announcement. Coming up on the, well, no, we actually have a minute. So with promo code BillRadio1, lowercase BillRadio1. And now that you're adding states, guys, you're going to have to, if I miss one, just chime in. So if you're in Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Florida, Colorado, Texas, Missouri, or Georgia,
did
I get them all? All right. I hope it gets harder and harder to name them all off. If you're in one of those states and you want to join U.S. Law Shield, promo code BillRadio1 gets you 14 months for 12. There is no other program like this. The only problem with this program is it's not everywhere, but they're trying to get everywhere. What is it, $12? $12 a month?
$10.95.
I got it wrong last week, too, didn't I? Keep wanting to add another. I'm just trying to increase your bottom line. So $11 a month. $11 a month, that's your legal fees if you ever have to shoot anybody in self-defense. If you're a member of Texas/U.S. Law Shield, that's exactly what it's going to cost you to get defense. Guys, hang on one more time for me. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door, but an average of 20 minutes for police to respond to an alarm. Even if you own a gun, 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen to your family if you're not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Easy Armor reinforces all the key weak points on your door. The jamb, the lock area, and the hinges. If these areas aren't reinforced, you're not safe. Easy Armor has been tested and recommended by police. You can install Easy Armor in 30 minutes, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to InvasionStopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's InvasionStopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also, explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries, where on Black Friday you can buy guns up to 41% off. $675 versus $399. Right now, my guests this hour from Texas / U.S. Law Shield are Michelle Byington and Edwin Walker. You guys ought to go look at that if you're looking for a new concealed carry gun. This is a very unique weapon in the way it functions if you've never looked at them. But anyway, enough of that. I'm being asked, guys, as far as New Mexico and Texas, what is the reciprocity between Texas and New Mexico?
Oh, Texas and New Mexico have full reciprocity. Texas recognizes a New Mexico license, and New Mexico recognizes a Texas license. So you are good to carry in New Mexico, basically the same way you carry in Texas.
Just a little caveat to that. The reason that that caller or that poster may have been questioning that was 2 years ago there was a snafu in the New Mexico Department of Public Safety where they had some sort of low-level employee go through and basically unilaterally nix all of their reciprocity contracts because he began literally interpreting the part of New Mexico law that says that the rules, that the qualifications have to be substantially similar to New Mexico's, and so this low-level employee went through and just basically started saying, nope, 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 nope. And Texas was on that list. It caused a freak out, and New Mexico, the New Mexico Department of Public Safety had to backtrack 3 days later and put on their website, forget what we said earlier, that doesn't matter. We're still honoring these reciprocity agreements.
When he's in the vehicle, he's asking questions about where can it be accessible in the vehicle besides on his person.
In Mexico, you can carry as many guns as you want in the vehicle, and it can be fully accessible. The one caveat that New Mexico does have that's a little weird is whenever you are carrying pursuant to your license, which means that you're carrying outside your vehicle, carrying in a place where you're allowed to carry with a concealed license, You're only allowed to carry one concealed handgun pursuant to your license. Only one. That's really weird. And here in Texas, I know people who carry three and four at a time on them. But when they go to New Mexico, it is a crime to carry more than one concealed handgun on your person with a license.
Three and four?
Yeah.
What size guns are they carrying?
They have different sizes, I guess, depending upon the nature of the threat. One will be a 9, one will be a 40, one will be a 380.
I thought about carrying two. I've never thought about carrying three or four. Although in the back of my car, I do carry something I call the ISIS welcome wagon bag.
Bill, I don't know that I would let people know that you were so thoroughly unprepared by only carrying two guns on you.
Well, it's not necessarily only two, it's which two. I'm also being asked if he's traveling from New Mexico to Texas, which I don't know what states he has to cross to get to Texas.
None?
There's no difference between New Mexico and Texas as far as the travel part.
No, there is not.
Okay.
Let me backtrack that, Bill.
Okay.
Did you say is he originating in New Mexico or is he originating in Texas?
He's originating in New Mexico, coming to Texas to visit family.
Ah, okay. New Mexico allows open carry, and they specifically allow open carry in your automobile of handguns. Texas does not allow that. So if he is coming to Texas, all of his handguns at all times, in whatever capacity he's carrying them, whether on his person or in his car, have to be concealed.
Now, what about rifles? I wasn't being facetious about the ISIS welcome wagon bag. Since the ISIS thing popped up and with all the immigration stuff and the Ferguson stuff and all this other stuff that's popping up, I've started carrying a bag around in the car with me. Very small bag, and in the bag I have what is technically a pistol, but it's an AR-15 pistol. If I traveled to Texas, like I got invited, I've been invited to Texas more than once. If I were to come to Texas and I'm traveling around with that in the trunk, what are the things I need to look out for?
Well, if it's in the trunk, you're fine. But an AR pistol, I would not carry around exposed or have in your car exposed, because if it qualifies as a handgun, then it's a handgun. If it's a rifle or shotgun, then it's fine to be exposed, obviously, but an AR pistol probably would be considered by the police officers to be a handgun, and therefore it would need to be concealed.
That's presuming they know the difference between one of these with one of these Sig Tac stocks and a real SBR.
Well, hopefully they would, but highly doubtful.
FBI crime reports just came in. Crime is continuing to go down. And yet, you guys, you've got 2 million concealed carry holders in California in the works that you guys will probably go after. It is still going to be, for you guys, and as the public arms up, more and more people are buying guns to carry for self-defense. This is not going to, the fact that the crime figures go down really doesn't impact you at all, does it?
No, not really. I mean, there's no big correlation between crime going down and our services. Basically, number one, we don't market to criminals. So that diminishing population does not affect us whatsoever. I know that's shocking, but
yes.
we're here for the law-abiding gun owner. The trouble comes looking for them, and they have to use their firearm to protect themselves or another person or even their property. So, no, but the crime reports and the dwindling numbers, that does not affect us whatsoever. And I would like to think it's people like your listeners and like the members of Texas and U.S. Law Shield who have a hand in that decline.
Well, you know, every time these figures come out and every time we start standing up and thumping our chest, and say, well, you know, the population has exploded, gun ownership has exploded, crime is going down. That's because more people are carrying guns. They always get out there with the old causation does not lead to effect. But I think it does. I think it does. I think that you probably, if you looked, you'd still find Dr. Lott's theorem that 70% of all of this crime that does occur happens in 3% of the counties of the United States. I think that's probably still true. And most of those counties that he's talking about have very stiff gun control regimes.
Oh, I would absolutely agree with that.
Unlike Texas, although in... Texas always confuses me. Texas always confuses me. I saw this thing in Houston where the new mayor wanted to confiscate and peruse all of the sermons because they might be talking bad about one of her programs or something. And I just, when I hear that, I just sit back and say, Houston, Texas?
Yeah, we're embarrassed about that, Bill. We don't want to talk about it.
Okay. That's fine. That is fine. Now, we're about to run out of time here, but will you be able to talk in detail as this progresses with this individual who pulled his gun on a charging younger man who, I'm not that far away from 65. If a young man comes barreling up on me telling me he's going to do this to me and that to me, we're going to see how quick he can decelerate.
Oh,
I'm going to give him the chance to decelerate. Hopefully I'll be a member of Texas Law Shield when that happens. But I want to find out about this particular case simply because it sounds dumb. It sounds dumb that he was charged.
Well, like I said, it's all going to come down as to whether or not the people who hear the case believe that he was reasonable. And if the people believe, you know, keep in mind, His case has been reviewed by, obviously, the police officers on the scene, the prosecutors who took the charge, and the grand jury that indicted him. So, you know, he has been indicted. So there have been people in the legal system so far that have found that he was not justified in pulling his firearm.
All right. Well, we'll touch base on that next week. In any event, thanks for joining me today. U.S. Law Shield, Texas Law Shield. Check them out. If you live in one of the states, go join them. Go join them. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Rolling into hour number two. We'll be right back.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 80.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.